This is The Guardian.
Today, how daytime TV took a dark turn and got the nation talking.
Today in Focus is supported by Rainforest Trust. In honour of this year's Earth Day, we're promoting Rainforest Trust's Brazilian Amazon Fund throughout April. Rainforest Trust is a 501c3 organisation, which means that 100% of all money donated goes directly to conservation efforts. The fund has already helped protect more than 6.5 million acres of rainforest habitat, but Rainforest Trust still needs to protect a further 13 million acres to reach its goal. You can help. Donate online at rainforesttrust.org/earthday this April, and your generous gift will be quadruple matched for the Brazilian Amazon.
A very warm good morning to you. Welcome to Liverpool's Albert Dock. My name is Richard Madeley, and this is my wife, Judy Finnegan.
Hello.
And this morning, and every weekday morning, we invite you to join us for a brand new show.
When This Morning arrived on British TV in 1988, it promised an upbeat mix of news, phone-ins, showbiz, and lifestyle tips.
We're on the air live for 90 minutes, and we hope you'll join us because we've got something for all the family.
Standard, sunny, daytime telly.
And the National Television Award goes to...
It's a formula that has won big for ITV in recent years.
This morning!
Please don't think we ever get complacent. And please don't think we ever take this for granted.
Because it is voted by you, and I think This Morning has a very special relationship with you.
Its hosts, Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield, became a national fixture.
We can start.
Oh, give me a call.
So lovely to see you.
Their cosiness together on the sofa, their chatty best friend double act, gained them a devoted following.
What was that noise?
But last month, things seemed to sour. And what began as trivial tabloid gossip about a rift between the two has developed into a much more serious story.
It is one of ITV's most successful programmes, and Philip Schofield has presented it for more than 20 years, but no longer. The persistent
speculation about... On Friday, Philip Schofield, who is now 61, admitted that he'd helped a young man he had first met as a teenager get a job on the programme. Sometime later, he began an affair with this junior employee and then lied about it. Schofield has insisted the relationship was, to quote, ill-advised but not illegal. But in a post-Me Too world, does this stand up? Schofield was the much older, incredibly powerful TV star who struck up an on-off fling with a production assistant who was at the beginning of his career.
I mean, this is a media story. This is a TV story. This is a showbiz story. But I think it's also a story about our culture, our society, and where we are now. That's why it has really resonated with people in such a large way.
It's not just the show's regular viewers who care. This Morning has sparked conversation that's being had by all kinds of people and in workplaces, everywhere. Yesterday, ITV announced that they had launched an independent review into the matter. And there are uncomfortable questions to be answered. Has Schofield abused his position of power? And who knew what and when? From The Guardian, I'm Nosheen Iqbal. Today in Focus, what's going on with This Morning and what does it say about the TV industry? Scott Bryan, you're a TV critic who writes for The Guardian and you love daytime TV. When did you first notice that there was tension on screen between Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield?
I think a lot of it just came down to the press speculation at the time. The tabloids, particularly the Daily Mail and The Sun, started to write reports about a apparent falling out between Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield. And it made it very weird viewing, because if you were tuned in without having read these stories, you probably would have thought at first look everything was normal. Bright and cheery, finishing each other's sentences.
Wow.
Thank you.
What a way to start your Monday this morning. Welcome. That is
so
right
lovely.
Up your street.
So up my street. It's just a little
too. And then as the story got bigger and bigger and bigger throughout the week, it kind of felt more and more that this morning was broadcasting from a parallel universe. So for example, they always do a newspaper review in the first 15 minutes. It got to the case in which they were talking about all of the news bar themselves. There were just this sense of a bit of a distance between the two. The natural warmth that they emit on the show was seen to not be there. Then Holly was not on the show after saying that she had shingles. And then Philip released a statement to say that the last few weeks have been very difficult for him. And there were reports at the time that Holly had not been consulted about that statement.
Well, you've alluded to the fact that it's been a particularly difficult few weeks for Philip Schofield, because during this period, there was another much more serious and darker story unfolding. That of Philip Schofield's younger brother, Timothy Schofield, being convicted as a sex offender in a really high-profile case in which it was found that he had groomed and abused a teenage boy. How did that affect Philip publicly?
I mean, it must have been very difficult. A statement from Philip Schofield was read out in the court. Philip said that his brother had told him that he'd watched pornography with a younger boy and that Philip had asked him to stop. After his brother was found guilty, Philip said in a statement that he no longer considers himself to have a brother. Philip was not on TV, not presenting this morning during the case, but there had been tabloid speculative reporting that Holly had not been told about the trial taking place.
The day after the conviction on the 20th of May, Philip Schofield resigned. What did he initially say about his reasons why?
So he wasn't confirming that he had fallen out with Holly. He said that there had been an unnecessary amount of attention that this morning had received, that this morning is a show that he absolutely loves, and he wanted to not have the reporting on him to overshadow the show. There was also a commitment by ITV at the time to say, we're happy to be keeping working with Phil. He was due to present the British Soap Awards, which he has done for many years.
To present it, the scariest pair of brothers to come out of the East End since the craze. It's the Mitchells, Ross Kemp and Steve McFadden.
And also the fact that they are going to be making a commitment with a new primetime show in the future. And then you had an announcement that Holly was going to take 2 weeks off, that she was going to come back on the 5th of June. And that Dermot O'Leary and Alison Hammond were going to be presenting this morning on that time. On that following Monday, they did a tribute for Phil after he had left.
Now, we can't start today's show without paying tribute to the man who spent the last two decades sitting on the This Morning sofa.
And watching it, it kind of felt a little bit like, you know, Philip Schofield had died. They showed photos of Philip Schofield as a montage. They had a statement that they said, like, he is one of the greatest broadcasters.
We all know he's one of the best live television broadcasters this country has ever had. And we and all the team wish him all the best for the future.
Yeah.
I think a lot of viewers would have been confused, because this was a man who had been hosting This Morning for more than 20 years. And the tribute to him at the top of the show was lasting only 30 seconds. And then they then went on to the normal This Morning fare.
We're both going to be here throughout the morning. Here's what we've got coming up on the show today. They're the Britain's Got Talent contestant who convinced...
And then we learn more about what might have been going on behind the scenes. Last Friday, Philip Schofield made another public statement. What did that say?
It's quite a long statement. Firstly, apologising to the Daily Mail, who were doing reporting to try to work out, you know, why he had resigned from This Morning. So he starts saying, I'm deeply sorry having lied to them, and that he had a consensual on-off relationship with a younger male colleague at This Morning. He said that he had met this man when he was a teenager and had asked him to get into TV, and that it became more than just a friendship after he had joined the program. He said that, quote, that relationship was unwise but not illegal. It is now over. He said that this was not the reason why he had left This Morning either, that it was unrelated. He says that he had lied about the relationship to his employers, to ITV, to his colleagues, to his friends, to his agent. He was also very sorry because he had been unfaithful to his wife. And that as a result of all of this, he was going to stand down from presenting the British Soap Awards and was resigning from ITV with immediate effect. So it's quite a statement. I mean, very dramatic.
News reports suggest that Philip Schofield first met this man when he was 15 years old, and he helped him get a job in TV, which is, of course, a competitive industry. It's been reported that this young man moved to work on another ITV show after his relationship with Schofield ended. What have the bosses of ITV had to say since these stories came out?
I think it's really touched a nerve with the viewing public to start off with. This has become a really big headache for ITV because I think the issue surrounding the power dynamic of that relationship, whether management knew about this relationship at the time, whether there had been a cover-up, ITV have denied these claims. They said that in early 2020, they did investigate rumours of a relationship between Philip Schofield and an employee of ITV. They said that they had both denied these rumours and that they had also spoken to a lot of people who worked on This Morning, and they did not find any evidence of a relationship beyond hearsay and rumour.
Scott, Philip Schofield came out to the public 3 years ago, first with a statement on Instagram and then on This Morning with Holly Willoughby by his side. He was 58 at the time and had been married for 30 years with two daughters. What did he say then about why he wanted to do it?
So he said that he had been coming to terms with the fact that he is gay and that he has had support from his wife and his daughters.
My entire family, to a person, have grabbed us and said, it's okay, we love you, we're proud of you. Yeah. And every person I tell, it gets a little lighter and a little lighter. But at the same time, you know, I have made this decision, which is essential for me and essential for my head.
Yeah.
And that's principally the reason that I've done this.
2 days later, there was a big exclusive story with The Sun where we talked about that further. Now, this was a huge moment in British daytime TV. I mean, I was at an event and people were running over to me saying, can you go onto ITV now to watch this? So I was like watching it on my phone. This was at the moment in which Holly and Phil sort of seemed kind of unstoppable on British TV. They'd won many awards over the years, mostly the National TV Awards, but I think also at a time in which society was coming more to a sense of, you can be gay and come out, and it's a big thing, and it was an important thing, but not necessarily a big thing at the same time. I think there was a lot of respect for Phil, and quite soon that it was back to the normal This Morning that people know and love.
Well, Philip Schofield has been on TV forever, right? I mean, if you grew up in the 80s, like I did,
yeah.
He's been there your whole life, you know, from kids telepresenter to primetime fixture, and he's always maintained this wholesome, squeaky clean image. Scott, it is remarkable to have that kind of longevity in TV. How has he managed it?
I think he's managed it because he makes it look easy. I think to many people, people will know Philip from Children's BBC, firstly in 1985.
Do you know, I don't think there's anything to beat Tom and Jerry cartoons. How are you? All right. Now, yesterday we had... Just hold on a second. Hold on a second, Gordon. Yesterday we had our little clinger. You could see it, but you couldn't hear it. Today you're going to hear it, but not see it. Go.
He then was starting to do BBC shows, but then very quickly was on This Morning from about 2002. So he's been on there for more than 20 years now.
This is made out of sugar glass, and this is the stuff they use in dramas and things. So if I were to hit you on the head with that, yes, it wouldn't hurt.
You're sure?
Yes.
All right, then.
Shall I have a go?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, sure.
You!
Very good.
He was replacing John Leslie, was with Fern Britton for a few years until Fern left, and then Holly Willoughby replaced Fern, and then they've, together with Holly and Phil, had become, you know, two of the most familiar TV presenters, I think, on TV. They're a double act in the same way as Ant and Dec.
I think we did quite well.
I don't think I did. I was terrible. Farting is funny, though. I keep saying that's why hashtag farting is funny. Right, there's still to come.
So This Morning is a random TV show at times. They would go from interviewing the Prime Minister.
Good morning, Prime Minister. How are you?
Good morning, Prime Minister.
How are you guys?
So good to see you.
To throwing themselves into a cooking segment.
Can I just say, Toad in the Hole is one of my favourites. What shenanigans are you putting
there? First of all, I'm not making Toad in a Hole. This is sausage in a hole. It's not a Toad in a Hole.
Okay. And what makes your the sausage bit Italian?
Is thicker, is tastier, and it's got fennel.
It does feel like half the time they've just picked it out of a hat, because it's a little bit like you're going from a very heartfelt, serious interview about this important medical condition, and then you're going to be making a souffle. But they do it with ease. This Morning has always managed to do online clips really well. Take a 2-minute bit from a show and upload it onto YouTube, and then those moments take a life on their own.
Okay, so obviously you might have noticed we're still wearing the same clothes. I haven't been home yet. I came straight here.
It felt like a bit of a rebellion to the tried and tested sort of formulaic model of TV, because it had an element of unpredictability to it, a bit of spontaneous side to it. It's very hard to fake chemistry. But in the heyday, when they were at the top of their game, you know, it seems like a very authentic relationship. You know, there were reports they went on holiday with each other. There were reports that, you know, that they hung out with each other a lot of the time. And I think This Morning has always, as a show, been able to find the right mixture of stories. It's very well produced. And Philip and Holly have been very much at the centre of that.
Coming up, there have been new allegations about the working culture at This Morning. Can the show survive?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How can a people-first approach to higher education transformation improve success? An EY report suggests that taking emotional and psychological factors into account is just as important as the technology. 6 factors drive this human-centered approach: leadership, inspiration, care, empowerment, investment, and collaboration. Get these right, and they can more than double an organization's chance of transformation success. Learn more about people-first transformation at theguardian.com/transforming higher education. This message was paid for by EY.
Scott, as you said, This Morning thrives because its presenters have this friendly appeal and a real knack for what they do. And behind them is a savvy production team who work under a lot of pressure to tight deadlines to get the show attention beyond the million or so people who watch it every day and to keep it winning awards. What else has come out about the working environment at This Morning since Philip Schofield left?
There's been, as a result of this story, allegations of a toxic workplace culture. Dr. Range, who was on the show for 10 years, mostly talking about medical advice and speaking to This Morning viewers, he issued a statement on Instagram to say that, quote, he had been increasingly worried about how things were behind the scenes and how people were being treated. And he then said that he had taken his concerns to the top of ITV because He claims that the culture at This Morning had become toxic and did not align with ITV's values. And then he then said that because he whistleblew, he felt that he had been managed out. Now, ITV has denied allegations of a toxic workplace culture. They said that they appointed an external independent advisor to carry out a review, and that this external review found no evidence of bullying or discrimination. And Philip Schofield also released another statement himself to say that This Morning is the best show to work on. And he referred it as a, quote, family of wonderful, talented, kind, hardworking people.
Scott, there have been scandals before about daytime TV shows. I mean, so much so, there's even a whole TV series starring Jennifer Aniston about this very thing. Is there something about the making of shows like This Morning that makes them particularly challenging?
TV, British TV generally, is very competitive. I think British daytime TV is extremely competitive because you've got hours to fill up of every day. You've got many episodes and many features to churn out. But there's also the expectation that, these features have to be popular, that they have to resonate. And I think for ITV, allegations of a toxic workplace culture can be quite problematic for them because only a few years ago, there were allegations of the same thing placed at the Jeremy Kyle show, which resulted in that show no longer being on the air. And I also think it's an issue that viewers really do care about, and they would not start to tune into a program if they start to see a show is not the wholesome image that the show gives out. I think a notable example of this was Ellen, the chat show in the US. There were allegations made of a toxic workplace culture behind the scenes of Ellen, which was at the time one of the most powerful, most successful shows in America. And within less than a year, that show came to an end. Now, I guess the people behind the show said that that had nothing to do with it. But I think that viewers started to not watch that program because they did not like what those reports had said. So I think that's a challenge for ITV going forward, is whether there are going to be more allegations about a toxic workplace culture.
Why do you think this story has hit such a nerve and got so many people talking?
I think it's a lot about where we are now as a society. I think post Me Too, the stories that have come from This Morning about allegations of a toxic workplace culture, but also confirmation of a workplace relationship that seems to reflect a very unhealthy power dynamic. Someone who is very influential and powerful, along with somebody just starting their career. I think people are concerned about this story because it could reflect what might be happening within their own workplaces, that it's a reflection of power dynamics and relationships, which many people find troubling.
Scott, where does all of this now leave Philip Schofield?
I think it leaves him really with not that much of an option to be on British TV again. I think other British TV channels wouldn't be that comfortable working with him just because, in Philip's own words, he had lied to everybody he worked with. I think there's a loss of trust in regards to broadcasters wanting to do any projects with him, at least for the time being. I think it's very difficult for his career to move on.
Well, as of Wednesday, the Prince's Trust has announced that it has dropped Philip Schofield as an ambassador, and he no longer has a working relationship with ITV. He won't be presenting those soap awards, and he won't be getting another TV show, as he was promised by the network just last week. And meanwhile, ITV are working out what to do with This Morning. What do you think might happen with it?
To be honest with you, I was surprised that This Morning came back on Monday. I think it really does depend on the next few days. It really depends on whether there are more revelations to come out. I think it really does depend on how viewers respond. Also advertisers, how they respond too. Because This Morning is such a huge show, and if advertisers don't feel that it is a brand that they want to be closely associated with, This Morning wouldn't continue for that much longer. I certainly think that regardless of what happens, there will be a rebrand, a refresh in a few months. They obviously have questions surrounding Holly Willoughby. She's due to come back next week. So I think there's a lot of questions around who she's going to be co-presenting with. Many people love Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary, two presenters on a Friday. So is Alison going to be presenting with Holly Willoughby Monday to Thursday? I find that when I watch This Morning Now, I can't concentrate on This Morning because I'm thinking more about everything that's been said about This Morning online. And I think that's the same case with a lot of viewers too. I think that This Morning brand of positivity and warmth that it's like to radiate, I think people are becoming a lot more cynical about that.
Well, what could ITV do to turn things around? They have denied claims of a toxic culture, and now they've hired an employment lawyer, Jane Mulcahy KC, to conduct this independent review.
In my opinion, I think there needs to be much more transparency. For ITV to really move on from this, they need to publish those findings. In regards to all of this story, you know, who knew what, where and why in regards to Philip Schofield's conduct? I don't think This Morning's going to be able to continue if they still get, you know, a lot of people making accusations about what they believe the truth to be, unless we find out more about what This Morning's really like.
Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was TV critic Scott Bryan. My thanks to him. If you want to read more about this story, I would particularly recommend the recent columns by Marina Hyde and Gabby Hinsliff. The first one is titled, MPs Are Right. This Morning is a Hotbed of Scandal. Thank goodness Parliament isn't. And the second one, The Lesson from the Philip Schofield Scandal. A moral grey area is not okay in any workplace. And you can find both of those and more at theguardian.com. And that's it for today. I'm Nosheen Iqbal, and this episode was produced by Hannah Moore and Rose Della Rabiti. Sound design is by Rudy Zagadlo. The executive producer was Huma Khalili. We'll be back tomorrow.
This is The Guardian.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How can a people-first approach to higher education transformation improve success? An EY report suggests that taking emotional and psychological factors into account is just as important as the technology. Six factors drive this human-centered approach: leadership, inspiration, care, empowerment, investment, and collaboration. Get these right, and they can more than double an organization's chance of transformation success. Learn more about people-first transformation at theguardian.com/transforming-higher-education. This message was paid for by EY.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.